Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. That's Kelly, and that's John, in the order in which they came. Praise. So, if the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast has helped you or develop faith, send me your testimony. Go to kcm.org/BVOV story. We love to hear from you. Now listen, one of the steady voices in our home, Kenneth Copeland. My family and I are longtime partners with Kenneth Copeland Ministries over well over 30 years. I'd have to say I'm the man today because of the teachings and influence of this ministry. Even now, hearing the opening music brings me back to sitting down and watching the Believer's Voice of Victory as a young man. It is the constant Word of God being preached, played daily throughout my home as a kid, that helped build a solid foundation in my life. I'm forever grateful for your steadfast commitment to the Word of God, Eddie. Praise God. Isn't that good?
That's so good. When I feel that way.
That when these come in, and that's the tangible evidence that the Word works. Mm-hmm. Not only that, but the contact is being made. Because if you get one, then there's many, many more.
Well, I think we can attest to what it's like to have the constant voice of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland in our house growing up.
Well, I should think so.
But I remember it from when it was Oral Roberts every day.
Yes.
You know, when I was a kid, that was what was streaming into our house all the time. And so the music, everything about it, it's like that was the impression on me back then, the same as the broadcast, your broadcast is having on people.
Yeah, and then Brother Hagin and the cassette tapes and all of that. And anyway, the testimonies are just marvelous. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today. And we praise you that the Word of the living God is living on the inside of us, and His name is Jesus, by the Spirit of God. Holy Spirit, we humble ourselves before you this morning. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Now, we're going to be talking about one of my most favorite subjects in all of this book, because the prosperity of this book depends on it. Tithing the tithe covenant that we have with God. Well, Brother Copeland, that's an Old Testament. Oh, yeah, it started in the Garden of Eden. Remember that? Mm-hmm. And someone said, well, Cain should have brought a lamb. No, wait a minute. Abel was a shepherd. He was a farmer. Read it. He talked to him, the Lord talked to him, and he said, why is your face fallen? I would accept your gift as well as the other. But his faith fell, and he got mad about it, and he killed his brother over this. Mm-hmm. We won't take the time to go back. Well, possibly will before we get through and read the account of that. Now, Brother Copeland, you know that's just Old Covenant. Really? You ain't going to get away with that. The book of Hebrews, would you say that's new?
Pretty new.
So let's look at the 7th chapter. Now, I want to talk about Melchizedek. Melchizedek is a title. He was called the mayor of Salem, which later became Jerusalem. And the great apostle had a lot to say about Melchizedek. And for this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him. He what?
He blessed him.
To whom Abraham gave 10th part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is the king of peace. Now, verse 6, but he whose descent is not counted from them that received tithes of Abraham and blessed him and had the promises, without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the greater. And here, Men that die receive tithes. The ministry receives tithes. We tithe into our churches and so forth. We'll discuss that later. Here are men that die receive tithes, but there he receiveth into whom it is witness that he is alive.
Is that there? Is that here men receive it, but there it
there
is
he
witness.
Blesses
it.
Yeah.
He blesses it.
What does it mean that here men that die? What does that explain?
Well,
that?
We're mortal men, but Jesus is our high priest. Okay, let's go back over here to the third chapter of the book of Hebrews. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus. He's our high priest. Mm-hmm. Now, that's going to come into, we're teaching today and studying the joy and power of the tithing covenant. No, first of all, let's go to Malachi. And, okay. Now, class, I want you to notice something here. The word Lord of Hosts is mentioned 21 times in 4 chapters. Who is the Lord of hosts? Remember David, who killed a Goliath. I come at you in the name of the Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts is Jesus, and that is the angelic armies of God, of whom Michael is the chief archangel. He's the angel of war. And if you go back to the book of Daniel, he talked about the spirit of Greece and the spirit of Persia. But he said, I had to call on Michael, the prince, to help me because Gabriel's not a fighter, but Michael. So he's in charge of your tithe 21 times. But look at 3:6. For I am the Lord, I change not. If he doesn't change, put it this way, he's just not about to change. James put it like this, there's no shadow of changing in him. Even the days of your fathers. Let's come on down. Verse 10, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. Prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven. And now, wait a minute. He opened the windows of heaven and the great flood came. That's the same reference. I'll open the windows of heaven and pour out, man, and pour you out. Does that sound like water? Only as money. It's not just money. Deuteronomy 8:18, remember this. Remember the Lord thy God, it is he that gives you the power to get wealth. Well, the first thing somebody said, well, but money. No. Creflo Dollar put it like this. It is a pie. Money's part of it. It includes lands, properties, a wealthy family in your bodies. Nobody's sick. Nobody's having any tragic things happen to them. We're a family without tragedy. I confess that. So that every day we pray, first of all, for men, all men in authority. So those are the prosperous things. But of course, it takes money to operate. And it takes the proper tithing way in order that you're without debt. not paying interest. We've had no debt in this ministry or the church for many, 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 many years. And I can tell you right now, on the statistics that they give me over or since about 1970, by not borrowing, buildings, construction, the airplanes that it takes to run this ministry correctly, debt-free, over $53 million. So now
that we've saved not paying interest.
Yeah, for not paying interest. So here's the point. We tithe our personal income. And your mother and I have tithed 10 and kept 10 for a long time in our savings.
Tithe 10, save 10.
Yes. And but there's more to it. There's tithing the tithe also. So, and I want to get into that in the book, but I want to show you something here. Verse 17 of 2. You have wearied the Lord with your words, yet you say, wherein have we wearied him? When you say, everyone that does evil is good in the sight of the Lord and delights in them that God's judgment. I'll send my messenger and he will prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come into his temple, even the messenger of the covenant. I won't take much time, but there have been those that have taken this out of context. I'm thinking of a man right now that said, I'm the messenger of the covenant. Well, he had a wonderful and great ministry till he began to preach that, and it just did this. Jesus is the messenger of the covenant. Mm-hmm. So anyway, here we go.
Where are you at, Dad?
I'm in Malachi 3. And will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I'll not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there's no room enough to contain, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he will not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither for the vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts, and all nations will call you blessed. So he's commanding that the nation bless up tithe. Not just the individual, but the nation is made up of individuals. So, 16, they feared the Lord that spoke often to one another, and the Lord hearkened and said, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spares his own son that serves him. And when you shall return, discern between the righteous and the wicked. I want to deal with the word righteous here just for a moment.
With what?
Righteous.
Righteous.
Actually, that's an old English word. It's turned into a religious word. It just simply means right standing with God. I had a song one time, I've been made the righteousness of God, and the Christian disc jockeys wouldn't pay it. Play it. Who does he think he is, righteous? I can read. He who knew no sin was made to be sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him, or that we might be brought into right standing with God. You see that in the Classic Amplified Bible. Now, remember you the law of Moses and service I commanded him and so forth. I will send Elijah the prophet before coming to the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Now, I want to touch on something right here. And verse 2. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness, S-U-N. He is the light of the world. The Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in his wings, and you shall go forth and grow up as calves in the stall. Healing in his wings. Well, what does that mean? Now, the BLB, it is, they don't charge for it, but we support it because it's such a fine tool. And we in fact, we're partners with them $500 a month, I mean, personally.
That's the Blue Letter Bible.
The BLB. So I go to the BLB and healing in his wings, concordance, healing in his wings, Strong's H3671, wing, extremity, edge, winged border, corner, shirt, garment. The woman with the issue of blood. If I can just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. I wasn't smart enough to get that. I got it from Bishop Keith Butler. And I texted him and I said, you're going to hear this coming back at you. But that's it. That's the reason, that's where she heard of Jesus. She heard it preached. Where did she hear it? From Malachi. He was there. She heard the prophet Malachi. And that's the reason tithing is such a part.
Do you think it's significant that this is the very last chapter in the Testament before before the new covenant starts? Yeah. It's the end. It's the very end of the old covenant right before the new covenant starts.
Yes. And he didn't say anything else for hundreds of years.
That's right.
Before Jesus came. I really believe that's also significant that for this day that it's a prophetic word about right now, because it says when the day of the Lord it shall come like an oven.
Yes.
Like his fire is so here to burn off the things that we've not been doing, the things that we've allowed to have a place in our lives that we shouldn't. And he's here to help clean that. The Son of Righteousness arise. The Amplified says, in his wings and his beams. So beams of light, light, his fire. And then it says, you'll go forth and gamble. You know, if you picture a calf that's been, John's had cattle and stuff, you put a calf in a pen, but then when that calf is released, he can run, he can jump, he's free from being caged. Yeah. That's where he's, this is the day of the Lord that we're in.
There is another scripture that says, somebody translated it that Moses had horns on his head. Come on. That's like the scripture that says unicorn. It would have been a bull. Or a big animal like a buffalo, a unicorn. But you just have to be careful with the King James. But there's another scripture that says the beams. The lightning like flashes coming out of his side. Through his hand and therein is his healing power. Well, if the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he'll quicken or make alive your mortal body. And that's the scripture that I'm standing on right now. Because 2004, right after Southwest, I twisted and ruptured a disc in my back. And then on the 3rd of May, well, just about a year ago, my appendix ruptured. Well, have you ever been in, that's the first extended hospital stay in my entire life.
24 was a hard year for you.
And I mean, for my whole life, I've never been in the hospital over a day or two, which didn't amount to much. Mm-hmm. Twisting around in those wonderful hospital beds. May I take your vitals, Mr. Copeland? I said, what's wrong with the ones you took about 30 minutes ago? And I sleep on my side most of the time, and I twist around like this, and that sciatic pain nerve grabbed me again. Well, praise God. And, of course, and the things with which the Lord is ministering to me is just a whole lot better than it was. But this is huge. I want to get this right here. This is in Leviticus 27:23. Now, we have established that Jesus is our high priest, right? Then the priest shall reckon unto him the worthy of your estimation, even unto the year of the Jubilee. So they're making an estimate of their taxes. And you shall give thine estimation of that day as a holy thing unto the Lord in the year of Jubilee. Only the firstlings of the beast shall be the Lord's firstling. No man shall sanctify it, or the ox, or the sheep. It is the Lord's. And you'll redeem it according to thine estimation, the tenth part. The fifth part for one, the tenth part of another. So this turns out to be the best financial partner you ever had in your life. He's going through everything, their cattle, the land. A tenth of it belongs to me. Why? You give it to me and I'll bless it. You give that calf to me and I'll bless the whole herd. You give that section of land over there to me and I'll bless that section of land. Whatever you do, you give me the 10%. Come on. That's just a dime out of a dollar. But I can't afford the tithe. You got a bomb in your pocket. It says you're cursed financially. And that bomb is going to go off. And it may go off one way or another. I want you to know you can stand before the Almighty God and take your hands off of my baby. I have tithing rights. That baby belongs to you. I have tithing rights. Now you take your hands off of her, Satan. You take your hands off of them. Take your hands off my family. I learned it from my dad. We'll be back in just a few moments. Give the Lord a praise.
There is one decision that could open the floodgates of God's blessing in your life. In The Joy and Power of the Tithing Covenant, Kenneth Copeland takes you deep into the Word to reveal the true purpose of tithing. Not as a ritual, but as a powerful covenant connection to God Himself. Study how tithing is throughout the Bible and has always been part of God's blessing plan. Learn the biblical promises to the tither and how honoring God with your first and best invites His supernatural provision into every area of your life. Tithing is more than giving. It's trusting. It's stepping into God's economy where His promises never fail. And it positions you to walk in the blessing of the Lord where sorrow has no place. God is the best financial partner you'll ever have. When you follow God's way of doing things, you step into a life of joy, provision, and unstoppable increase. Get your free book, The Joy and Power of the Tithing Covenant by Kenneth Copeland on kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. Tithing brings God's increase into your life. Spirit, soul, body, financially, and socially. It is your covenant connection to the blessing of the Lord. This special offer is good for 60 days outside the U.S. Shipping charges may apply.
If you are in Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise? You ought to be loosed from that infirmity, bless God. You ought to be free. You ought to be debt-free. You ought to be pain-free, glory to God. You ought to be sick-free.
Join us for the New Jersey Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland and Keith Butler, June 26th through the 28th. Register at kcm.org/NJ today.
This week, we're giving you my book called The Joy and Power of the Tithing Covenant. I'm telling you, vital information for every believer to know and to study it, but don't study it without your Bible. There's a lot of scriptures in here that we most likely won't have an opportunity to get to, but it is a covenant with God. I give you power to get wealth in order to establish the covenant promises to the forefathers. You really need to get this. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Until then, this is Kelly, John, and Kenneth Copeland reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Today is a day of honor, a day of respect, a day to remember the servicemen and women who gave the ultimate sacrifice for our nation while serving in our nation's armed forces. Words seem inadequate to express our gratitude for their contribution for the freedoms afforded to this nation. This Memorial Day, we are thankful to God for their lives and for their courage and commitment to protect the freedoms we enjoy today.